Mr. Davies was 84 years old. He had lived in his flat for 60 years. He had moved in with his wife in 1965, when the building was new. His wife had died 8 years ago. The building was called Beach House. It had 40 flats over 6 floors. When Mr. Davies first moved in, all the flats were full. There were children on the stairs and music in the corridors. His wife knew everyone. Now things were different. 6 months ago, the council had sent a letter to all the tenants. The building was going to be taken down. New flats were going to be built. The council offered new homes to everyone. One by one, his neighbours had packed their boxes and gone. Mrs. Akhtar from the second floor had gone in October. The Polish family from upstairs had gone in November. The young man from the flat next door had gone last week. He had given Mr. Davies his old kettle as a present, but Mr. Davies had not gone. He had stayed. The council had sent him 3 more letters. They had sent a man in a suit. They had sent a woman with a folder. They had offered him a new flat in another part of the town. Mr. Davies had said no every time. "I do not need a new flat," he had told them. "I have a flat. This one." On Tuesday morning, the men were coming with their machines. The building was going to come down at 10 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, Mr. Davies got up as usual. He put on his slippers. He went to the kitchen. He put the kettle on. He made a cup of tea with 2 sugars. He sat in his old chair by the window. From this chair, he could see the park. He had watched his wife walk to the shops from this window for 30 years. He had watched the seasons change. He had watched the trees grow. At 9 o'clock, there was a knock on the door. Mr. Davies opened the door. A young woman was standing there. She had a folder in her hand. She looked tired. "Hello, Mr. Davies," she said. "My name is Sarah. I work for the council. I have come to talk to you about today." "I know about today," said Mr. Davies. "Would you like a cup of tea?" Sarah looked at her folder. She looked at her watch. The men with the machines were waiting in the street below. She had a list of things she had to say, but Sarah was very tired, and the kitchen smelled like tea, and Miss Davies was small and old and was holding the door open for her. "Yes," she said. "Yes, please. I would love a cup of tea." She came in. Mr. Davies closed the door behind her. He went to the kitchen and put the kettle on again.